brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the tooth here. It is the second day of January 2012, and we are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday edition, and we will have open phones yet again today here in the new year after I cover the news. Obviously, you do know the news, don't you? $1 in government cuts for every $41 in taxes. Increased. We're going to explain why that is. See, once they get you in debt, you pay almost all your taxes to foreign banks on interest, and then the whole infrastructure implodes. And that's by design. And then after the infrastructure implodes, they come in and buy everything up with your money for pennies on the dollar, and people are too ignorant and too dumb running around drinking fluoride water and talking about Obama phones. To be able to understand exactly what's happening to them. So $1 in cuts for every 41 in taxes. A deal means higher taxes on 77% of households in the country. I thought it was on the evil, greedy 2%. The 2%. That means the 2% that are making a couple hundred thousand a year, not the billionaires that control trillions offshore. They're the ones that wrote all this. They're the ones that took the country over. But the Obama phone lady, she is never going to figure that out. That's why she's poor. That's why she's down and out, because she believes in the system. Congressional Budget Office adds $3.9 trillion more to deficit. And Paul Ryan votes yes. Cantor no. Is Boehner finished as Speaker of the GOP torn in half? You know, that's why the collectivists are so happy. They go, the GOP's over. It'll implode where, some western and southern states will be conservative, like Arizona and Texas, but the rest of it's ours. We've got people dependent. They actually brag about it. You see them in the news. And, yeah, because the globalists have bought off the Republican leadership. They've totally, absolutely bought them off. And that's why you're going to see the Congress pass total open borders, totally legal alien legalization, free health care for them, everything else, citizens won't get it. It's already that way. That's why you're going to see the gun ban physically and make you turn them in. And they want to have a war with you. They've gone to Congress and said, we're dropping the hammer. Are you lined up? You like your insider trading money? You like your hookers? Good. We got photos with you with all of them. We're bringing America down. You don't do what you're told, you're dead. This is a foreign banking takeover. Our military is now under their control. We're now under NATO, UN, Bilderberg control. Now, it's so outrageous that if we speak out against it at the grassroots, they won't get away with it. But they're committed. They're imploding things now, so they've got to totally take over and pose as saviors as we kind of bounce down the cliff into oblivion. And the foreign banks, of course, that control the fraudulent stock market with all their high-frequency trading and all their put options and scams and plunge protection team, they boosted the stock market hundreds of points, the Dow Jones Industrial. So everyone goes, oh, good. Increasing taxes is good for an economy. It's like going into somebody who's dying of cancer or something, and they've got family flying into town to see them before they die. And the person's having trouble breathing, and they'll ask them, they say, you'll be dead in about an hour if we don't give you a bunch of adrenaline and drugs. You want these drugs? I've actually been there when this was happening to somebody. They were having organ failure. And the family's like, yeah, shoot them up. And they just kept pumping adrenaline and drugs into them. And the guy's dad got there, got the scene, and then the guy passed out and died. They said, he'll be dead in a few minutes. His veins have all closed. We can't even inject him anymore. So the bankers will do that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. All right? Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live.
At least a while.
And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
January 2013. I am Alex Jones, your host. We are going to be here live for the next 3 hours. Former congressional fraud investigator Bob Fletcher, who was an Iran-Contra whistleblower and more, will be joining us to talk about the mafia nature and the complete criminal takeover of our government in the third hour. We will have open phones in the first and second hour and third hour today. You know, I hate to say, see, I told you so, but we talked about this months ago. Ron Paul has talked about it here on the broadcast a month ago or so. And by the way, it's time to get Ron Paul back on to the crew. He said he wanted to come back on in the new year. We've all been on record because they even in Brazil and in other countries, in Japan, in Europe, 3 or 4 times the last few years, depending on the country, with the EU over them. They have said fiscal cliff, we're going to collapse if we don't increase taxes. This is how they got the taxes up to 80% on average in France, and then 75% on top of the money you keep if you're the, quote, top 2%. So the top 2% would be paying over 90% in taxes. Okay. They had a bunch of actors and people who are really the nouveau riche, the new rich, who were leaving. So now France is backing off and saying, okay, it'll only be a 50% tax on everybody who makes more than €1 million a year. So you pay all these taxes, and then if you keep $1 million over that, you make $10 million, you keep $2 million. You make €10 million, you keep $2 million. And they go, well, that's over $1 million. We're going to get 75% of that. So you'd have to make $10 million to make $500,000. I mean, does that really, quote, sound fair to all of you that love big government? And do you know that people that make that type of money are the folks that actually buy services and are the heart of the economy? But see, if you're a Rothschild or a Rockefeller or a Queen of England, they're all in giant tax-free foundations grandfathered that nobody else is allowed to set up. You can't set up a family partnership like Rockefeller Brothers Foundation and pay zero tax. They are allowed to. And Bill Gates was allowed to. And Warren Buffett was allowed to. They've been doing this since 1906 with the Sherman Antitrust Act, with Teddy Roosevelt, that they sold as a way to soak the robber barons, who were a bunch of exempt from the law, private armies of Pinkerton out murdering people en masse. I mean, they wanted your property from the 1850s on. They just had, you know, a trainload of armed troops show up, private troops, they'd come kill you. That's on record. So people started getting together, and the Rockefellers on record had a bunch of their people wiped out repeatedly. When towns would get together, when Pinkerton and others would go slaughter people, the towns would get together with their guns and go after them. So then, in some cases, they'd call the army in to back up the Rockefellers. I mean, our country has been through this over and over again. The globalists, the multinational corporations in Latin America and in Africa and in Burma and places, you can go look up 4,000 killed in British takeover of Burma back in like 98. I mean, there's all these examples where they set up a UN biodiversity zone and just went in and killed the natives. Earlier this year, the New York Times even reported, but back of the paper, that the UN in Central Africa and in South America, in different countries, would go in. And they're like, is it right the UN soldiers went in to the ancestral lands and burned down the villages and shot people? And they're like, well, it is for the earth. Of all places, it's in Uganda, where they say, we need to invade because of a guy who hadn't been seen in 6 years. That's just a cover. Oh, we're there because of Kony. And meanwhile, the UN's lining them up and killing them. In fact, when you guys type in UN killing people in Uganda, for UN killing villagers in Uganda as part of environmental zones. I mean, what's frustrating is I know the UN is a murder crew, the most murderous we've ever seen. After Mao Zedong, I know the globalists literally line up villages and just mow the people down. And it's even in the news. And then I got to watch Obama up there crying over Sandy Hook with no tears, completely fake. I mean, I know what the globalists stand for. I know who they are. I know what their fruits are. And I told everybody, I said, they're going to massively increase taxes across the board. Scores of new taxes are going in right now. Scores on everybody. They are going to continue to get us in debt. Yeah, there it is. Armed troops burn down homes, kill children to evict Ugandans in the name of global warming. Neo-colonial land grabs carried out on behalf of World Bank-based British company. UN troops pull up, block the roads, the mercenaries go in and do the actual killing, just like in the case of Uganda. You heard the UN drop the ball of 1 million dead? They didn't drop the ball. They took out the ruling class Christians, killed almost, some estimates are over 1 million, but official estimate under 1 million, 800,000 plus Christians. who were the 10% minority, who own most of the country. They just came in with the UN and foreign mercs and the majority animist, that's rock-worshipping, animal-worshipping group, and just slaughtered everyone. I mean, there's video and photos online of the UN troops chopping children up and burning them over fires. And when I see Miss America or Miss USA, because they're told do this to win, this is what the judges want to hear. They go, I just want to thank the UN. I just want to serve the UN. The UN is just so great. Oh, Angelina Jolie. And then you're getting your hair cut. My son was getting his hair cut, and I'm listening to this woman talking. And she's going, I just can't wait. You know, I want to go to college and be a UN, you know, delegate, and I want to be an ambassador someday, and I want to save people through the UN. And she's got stars in her eyes. And I'm like, you know, the UN runs giant mass murder operations. And she just looks at me like I'm a terrorist. And she's not a bad person. It's just they believe a fantasy like a two-year-old that believes a fat guy in red pajamas is really coming down the chimney. And it's not true. So I knew 100% what was going to happen with the fiscal cliff. I said, the Republicans will sell out because they were already sold out. It's like saying Beelzebub is going to shell out to the devil. Beelzebub is the devil. It's like saying, you know, a grizzly bear is going to sell out to the bears. He is a bear. It's like saying a prostitute is going to become a hooker. It's like saying water is going to become wet, or fish are going to start swimming in the sea, or sheep are going to start braying and buying. Obama, Obama. And the problem is most people that know about this get cynical and go, well, the world's run by evil. The public's too dumb to help. I'll just join the evil. When you do that, everything collapses. Okay? And you will be destroyed as well. And the world is giving into evil right now. Before I get into the fiscal cliff numbers, you know Mexico roughly has three times, and it's only about half the geographic area. Mexico has three times the natural resources that the United States has. And Mexico, most cities outside tourist areas, have sewage running down the street with children walking around with their ribs sticking out, and it looks like the soul's been sucked out of the people because they've been under tyranny so long that their very essence has been pulled out of them. That's what corruption does. And we're going under that. Where the elites live in their walled, armored cities, and they're not safe either, and we're all out here in squalor, and the establishment says they're doing this consciously by design. That's what Agenda 21 is turning civilization on its head and building civilization around the destruction of civilization, or a boot stomping on the human face forever. A society that becomes more ugly, more trampled and being trampled upon, a.k.a. 1984. So I've watched this done in the third world over and over again. There's an IMF World Bank manual, the 112 points that's public since 2002 when it got leaked, when Stiglitz left. How they engineer it, how they collapse societies, it's all a blueprint. So I'm going, okay, and then, you know, it's like when you're reading Bambi to your kid. Okay, honey, I was reading my four-year-old. I go, this is a sad part where the mommy deer gets shot. Turn the page. Mommy gets shot on the next page. I've read Bambi probably 20 times. I mean, I know I probably had it read to me 20 or 30 times, and then I've read it 20 or 30 times. I know how Bambi goes. See, I know how this goes. It's not my opinion. They're going to bankrupt us, and the equation is about 90% of all the taxes will go to offshore banks, who will then use it to come in and develop, but only develop to drive down wages and turn green fields around their bases into squalid people living in cardboard boxes with one-third of the children born in Mexico City with a disorder where they have no upper brain. They can breathe, but there's no brain. And the parents love them and take care of them, but that's how toxic the waste is. You never hear environmentalists talk about that because that's their program. In fact, Henry Kissinger documents came out where they said, ship the toxic waste to the third world. Well, forget that. There was one with Summers. Larry Summers put out a memo, I think 10 years ago or longer. He was under Clinton, saying, let's ship the toxic waste down there to get rid of Brazilians. I mean, these people just sit around publicly writing, let's send stuff to Brazil. You know, that'll get... I'm going to check the quote. I'm 90% sure it was Summers. We'll be right back.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a maximum red alert, maximum red alert. We knew this was coming. They are moving on every front. We're going to get to that maximum red alert in a moment. Again, when I say something, I always double check it. Yeah, Larry Summers in 1991, and Wikipedia has a link to the official memo that he put out. We'll put that on screen. Go ahead and scroll down, but it's also in mainstream news, where he said, let's ship our toxic waste to Brazil. That'll help get their population down as well. And he goes over the reasons well, you need to be gotten rid of. So again, this is their attitude about you. And they're going to raise taxes where you're not going to be able to live in the countryside. They're going to live in the countryside. You'll need to have tens of millions to even live in the countryside soon if they have their way. They're tearing up roads all over the country while building NAFTA superhighways that are UN zones you've got to pay taxes on. Oh, and by the way, Perry just reauthorized that, even though the legislature voted it down, what, twice? But separately on national news, they'd say, there's no NAFTA superhighway, even though it's all Department of Transportation, official North American Union agreements. I've got clips of CNN going, Ron Paul is literally insane. He is imagining something called a NAFTA superhighway. When we had billboards up all over Texas announcing it, and they're building it, and taking over our existing roads to pay for the building of it, putting toll roads on. I mean, it's like, hey, we should arm our teachers like Israel. Israel doesn't arm teachers. That's a lie. Well, no, it's admitted. Here's Israeli news. Nope, nope, no such thing as Israeli news. Hey, here's the memo where they say ship toxic waste to Latin America to kill their people. But they want to open the borders to let them come in to drive down wages here. It's not because they care about the Latin Americans. It's because they want to destroy all our countries. Shut up, racist. But no, they say they want to ship the toxic waste down there so one third of their kids are born with this one disorder where they have literally no upper brain and have no brain waves. All they have is a brain stem. Be quiet, racist. Oh, what, next you're going to say the brain exists? I mean, this is just how the system responds. And ladies and gentlemen, I was looking at the new issue of the magazine that about a week and a half ago, we finished writing my letter, editor's letter to the public, when Feinstein had not put her bill out yet, where I say they will physically come for the guns, because I knew about their statements and what they'd said previously and how Handgun Control Inc. and others had said, look, we're going to physically get him in his next reelection. They don't just brag to each other. This is a militarized, mercenary globalist group. These aren't liberals. That's their cover. And when they say something, folks, they're going to try to do it when they're talking to each other. When you get these mob dons talking to each other, this is battle plans, like a general in a briefing room saying, you know, the airstrikes are going to be here. Get me the satellite intel. I mean, when they say it, they mean it. And so the new issue is 2013, the year America dies. They're going to bankrupt the economy. They're going to bring in by executive order carbon taxes. They're already shutting down the power plants. They're going to get rid of the borders. Republicans have already announced that because the mega banks want it. They've done it in every other region, every other country. Everything you're seeing happen in the EU is going to happen here. They want to collapse everything. They want you poor to totally control you. Plus, they like it. They love living on armored hills outside the city, watching you live in cardboard boxes and watching your children die. It's beautiful to them. It makes them enjoy their wealth more when you're poor. There's a word for it. It's called total wickedness, total evil. Now, here's the new article, Total Red Alert, Total Red Alert, and I'm going to explain something to you. I listen to mainline conservative talk radio, and they're like, oh, yeah, they want to bring back the old thing where you can't manufacture semi-auto anymore. No, no, no. The bill that Obama is supporting that's introduced tomorrow when Congress comes back in, it's public bill, says we have the discretion to ban all guns and make you turn them in if we want. It's got that footnote in it. Now, they don't care what federal courts rule. They're going to do an executive order if that doesn't work. Here is the red alert. Red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert, red alert. And I'm going to have Nemo add to this the point that it's the nationwide plan. Illinois moves to outlaw modern firearms and criminalize owners. All semi-autos or any other guns they want banned in Illinois. That's why they always did the FOID card. Every other country, first they register, then they take. And here it is. Illinois state president. That's the state president, not some little low level. John Cullerton will reportedly introduce a draconian bill today in the Illinois legislature that will effectively ban all modern firearms, criminalize their owners, and subject their owners to confiscation by the Illinois State Police. Yeah, that's who they use. Old veteran has a heart attack, doesn't renew their card. Day one, their SWAT team. Now they got your list. They're coming for you in Illinois. And we're going to come back and break this down for you and then get into the fiscal takeover that the Republicans sold out to. Of course they sold out. It was their job under foreign bank control.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to be clear about this again for listeners who just tuned in for the first time listening on news stations all over the country. I know my broadcast has sounded radical over the years, and some people thought, man, that guy's crazy. Am I crazy now? No, the elites are out of control. Tyranny looks crazy to somebody that's not a tyrant. And so I understand why hearing me report on stuff before it all unfolded sounded crazy. But I was desperately trying to warn people to stop us from getting to this point. But I've always said that once the real tyranny starts unfolding, and Ron Paul has said this as well, that if we did our job and warned people that once it happened, our credibility would go way up. And then we'd have a chance to beat them. But politics now is not like something that even if you're involved, that's at a distance and you talk with your buddies at the golf course or around the water cooler. Folks, it's time to drop everything and get really aggressive, or it's over. Okay, the globalists know that America was really starting to wake up to them. So what do you do if you're a slave master and your slave starts getting out of line? What does a pimp do? America, it really is the story of a prostitute. This beautiful, healthy farm girl thinks she'll go to Hollywood and be a star. She gets there, works at McDonald's, can't get the star job she wants. And they ask her, do you want to be in pornography? And then pretty soon she's a prostitute. And by the way, that's how show business works, period. I've never even tried to be in movies, but have been offered a few times to be in some pretty big films by Tommy Pallotta and Richard Linklater. And so I didn't have that experience there. But then I got invited to go try out for some other movies. And some of the people associated with the films didn't even know that I was already an established radio talk show host and already, you know, on, I think, about 15 stations at the time. This had to be about 2000. And I was still pretty skinny then. It looked a lot more attractive than I do now. And they point blank at one of these casting studios asked me if I wanted to be in porn. And I was like, are you kidding? And that's just when you're at another meeting, people want you to be in a TV show, and then you're walking in the parking lot, and somebody next door goes, hey, come on over here. And it's a mainline system at that time associated with the city. And you walk in there, and there's all these people lined up trying to be stars, and right in front of you, they're asking women if they want to be in porn. And they're asking you if you want to be in porn. See, that's how ubiquitous this is, but I've already gone off into a porn analogy. I never told that story. That's how screwed up this is. And everybody wants to be a star because you're nobody if you're not a star. Let me tell you something. Once you've been in movies, been around movies, they're totally unhappy people. It's nothing. It's nothing to be Brad Pitt. It's nothing to be any of these people. There's nothing. This is life. This is what it is. What's rewarding is being truthful and honorable and having children and raising a family and being strong. The fame, the garbage, it means nothing. But they control people with it. But getting back to the analogy of America like a young farm girl from Kansas. Beautiful black hair, green eyes, just perfect complexion, perfect proportions. She goes to California because everybody told her she ought to be a movie star. She was so pretty. She was so smart. And that's just what she should do. 5 years later, she is a heroin addict and a $20 hooker that nobody even wants to have sex with. And then she's OD'd dead at the morgue. That's happened tens of thousands of times in the last 50 years in Los Angeles alone. If she would have gone out, had an economy, found a man, had a business, would have had children, would have had a life, would have been a grandmother, would have fully fulfilled her destiny of being a wholesome human, wrecked, destroyed by Hollywood. And you know how those pimps work. They tell the young women, well, we can get you in movies, but first you got to prove yourself. You got to go out and turn some tricks. You're going to have some sex with some people. Plus, you're going to like it. They got money and stuff. And so the 18-year-old woman, beautiful, unpilfered, might have lost their virginity. These women go out and they try to get into the nastiest forms of sex, try to make themselves like it so that they can then be in movies. It's like learning how to be a sword swallower or a fire blower or something. I'm telling you, folks, this is how it works. I'm not going to tell you any stories. I'm just going to tell you that's how it works. These women try to learn how to hurt their bodies, how to do things that they don't like, so they can be a star and make $2,000 per film having somebody tear their body open. And see, that's America. Once they get you on the plantation, once they get you as a sharecropper, once they get you on welfare, in the criminal justice system, once they get you under their control, under their socialist health care, now they can tell you, hey, we got to kill old people to pay for young people. How's that sound, young people? Yeah, kill people so I get a job. See, that's what collectivism's all about, being under people's control. where the state controls what movies are made, where the state controls what films are made. And with these evil people, because I've run into them and around them in all state history, it's the enjoyment of hurting innocents. It's the enjoyment of having, like, cattle cars delivered to Hollywood, all the young, gorgeous women of America, and men now, pile off to walk in where seedy, hunchback, demonic men and women sit there and poke at them and prod at them and say, what are you going to do? And these stars are told, okay, clean my house and do this and that and literally sit here while I do horrible things to you. You know, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm not even going to get into the ton of stuff they do. And the most evil, because they control the idea of being stars, a fiat nothing fraud, and they control the fiat Federal Reserve notes, they get the whole world on fake dreams and fake money. The whole world by these magicians, these fraudsters, these Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types. And the whole world is run by these people now. Mafia criminals, where the very worst rise to the top. You know, the film The Godfather is actually based on a composite of true stories. You know, Frank Sinatra, you name it, it's all in there. That's a true story. The Godfather is a true story. It's a composite, Mario Puzo's. And in it, it's the story of the old New York Godfather. They want to run all sorts of dirty stuff. Underage hookers, heroin. And he says, I'm not going to be part of it. So they shoot him. And then they get what they want. They get, and they say, well, all right, we'll just keep it in the black neighborhood. They're animals anyways. Let them lose their souls. And that's why those zones have been so destroyed, because they were picked as the red light district as a way to hurt those people. And the same thing has now been done to everybody. You know, when I was growing up, we wanted party beer. We had to drive into Dallas and go into the black neighborhood, and we can walk right into a liquor store. If you were 14 years old, driving with your 16-year-old buddy, walk right into a black liquor store, and they'd sell you alcohol, and cops would walk you, would watch you walk right out of the liquor store with beer or vodka or whatever, because they were all getting paid off in Dallas, Texas. See, that's what crime's all about. They make things illegal so they can get a cut of it. And anybody that's lived in a crime-run city knows that. The naive people, mainly the churchgoers, who really think the world is what's going on in their little church, they are totally blind to this entire situation. But 100 times or more, I'd jump in the back of the pickup truck with my older buddies, and we'd drive into South Dallas. You could hear guns going off in the background quite a few times, and people try to mug you and everything else just to get beer so we could have a party and get the cheerleaders over. And we'd drive back to the rich neighborhood we lived in by the golf course, and everybody get drunk. But the point is that that's just 1/100th of the stuff that goes on out there. And corruption is acute. It's sick. It's horrible. Let me tell you what corruption is. It's a little family-owned restaurant where the organized crime comes in and says, I want you to hire this person for me here, and I want you to pay me 20% of all your profits, and my guy's going to make sure. And you got to sit there while their thug comes in a few hours a day and tells you what to do. And then the thug wants to have sex with your daughter. So the thug rapes your daughter one night in the parking lot, and you beat the brains out of the guy that did it, and the police come and arrest you and tell you that you're going to go to death row because you killed one of their guys. And see, they don't want you having a gun to protect yourself from them. I'm going to get into the fiscal cliff and open the phones up and everything else, but you've got to understand how this works. And America was like a beautiful supermodel that looked like Wonder Woman. There's countries and ships, we call them women. Why the analogy fits. And now we're a zombie crack whore in the back of a flat with bed bugs feeding on us and cigarette burns and cuts all over us and almost all the hair is falling out and she's got double black eyes and the pimp is running a needle up into her vein to give her an overdose and get rid of her. That's how they get rid of him. But see, we haven't quite got to that point. There's always a point where the hooker goes, I'm going back to Kansas. You know, she's 6 months into it. She's got diseases. She's had to have an abortion. She wants to get off the drugs. She wants to go home to mommy and daddy. And he walks in and he knocks her teeth out. She falls down, blood coming out. Takes out a coat hanger and starts beating her and beating her. Locks her up for a week in a closet. Don't cry, just like Milwaukee when the cops were there. Jeffrey Dahmer was authorized to do what he was doing. Nobody's coming to help you little kids, and nobody's coming to help you, lady. And they lock her up in there and half starve her to death, and he comes back and says, I'll give you some food, but don't you ever try to leave me again. And a year later, she's dead on a dirty mattress. And that's what they're going to do to America, just like they've done to Nigeria and Brazil. They're going to take us, and they're going to squeeze us out, and they're going to strangle America because they like it. They like watching that beauty go out of your eyes. They like putting fluoride in your water and mercury in your shots. When globalists walk into restaurants and see all the diseased-looking zombie little kids with the souls already sucked out of them, they love it. And they're going to do it to all of you. They're going to take their time real good on all of you unless you wake up and realize who they are. And that's why I'm here. I'm here to tell you who they are. Because most people that know this stuff are cowards, and they decide to join the evil. They decide to serve this force because when you are smart enough to know about it, you learn about it. You go, well, I'm going to play ball. The only way to beat this is to not play ball with it. Now, let's take Illinois. Famous state. Millions of hardworking immigrants from Poland and Germany and Ireland and Scotland went there and Italy. And they took Chicago down with Prohibition, 10 years of the gangsters being able to make hundreds of millions of dollars a month. And that was, in those days, equivalent of billions a month. And they took it over, and it's been their town ever since. And we're on the radio there in Chicago. And when I open the phones up, I first want to give folks there a chance. They've taken all your guns in Chicago. Now they want to do it system-wide in Illinois. Now they want to do it system-wide in Illinois. And how's that working out for you? 500-plus murders last year and people getting mugged when three, four-time felons are out there with guns. Nobody's going to stop the felons. The highest crime rates are where they take the guns. And now Illinois moves to outlaw modern firearms and criminalize owners. Illinois State President John Cullerton will reportedly introduce a draconian bill today, and now it's happened, in the Illinois legislature that will effectively ban all modern firearms, criminalize their owners, and subject their guns to confiscation by the Illinois State Police. They're not the Illinois State Police. They're the mafia enforcers. The proposed, when the mafia has been running stuff for 80 years, they wear uniforms. The proposed outlawing of firearms was confirmed by the NRA's Illinois rep, according to Robert Farrago, writing for the Truth About Guns website. The move coincides with a federal effort by Dianne Feinstein to introduce legislation outlawing all semi-automatic firearms and imposing de facto confiscation. And the bill will also shut down gun ranges. It gets into that, and Kurt's adding more to this article right now at InfoWars.com. Red link, red alert. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's why you shouldn't be into all the stuff that's corrupt out there, because they're gateways. When you watch porn, you're aiding them hurting all these innocent young women, where they try to make it look so glamorous. Most of those women end up dead or in prison. Look it up. When you aid this government, you're helping them run murder operations right now in Africa and Latin America, where they come into villages with helicopters and fire rockets. I just showed you the New York Times earlier, rockets into their houses. Oh, you're not going to hear Angelina Jolie talk about how that's bad. She goes to those countries and calls for the invasions. Did you look her up? Do you know she's a devil worshiper? Talks about how much she loves death and the devil, wears a blood amulet around her neck with blood in it. Take one look at that woman and tell you she wishes she was a vampire. Spiritually, she is. You notice all the mass shooters. Son of Sam, Ramirez, the Night Stalker. the last two shooters, New York with the fireman, Lanza, if you believe that story, all of them admitted devil worshippers. All of them devil worshippers. Devil worshippers are our problem. Devil worshippers. Let me explain something to you. Criminals, people that are forced into it because, oh, you relate to class, you're going to juvenile hall. Now they beat you up if you don't join the gang. That's just the muscle of the psychopaths. But the real kingpins, the real king rats, they need to be dealt with. Good men are there to stomp the guts out of the psychopaths politically. But if they start the physical fight with us, it's up to us to make sure they can't keep hurting innocent people. It's up to us to stand up against these people, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to break down for you who the enemy is so you know who's going to help those children, who's going to help those women, who's going to help all those people. I am. I'm standing up. What about you? I'm standing up for the kids they're aborting. We're winning that fight politically. We can win if we just get up on our legs, get up off our butts. We can win. We can save the innocents, but you got to go after the evil.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
By the way, the NRA is reporting, we've got links to it at InfoWars.com, that there's a good chance this total semi-auto gun ban, banning of shooting ranges, SWAT teaming of gun owners will pass the Illinois legislature. and then it'll take 5 years to beat it in court. Federal court, you know, just ruled, hey, you can't deny people the right to keep and bear arms. You can't deny them the right to concealed carry. And their answer is, oh, really? Really, Mac? You heard of Al Capone? We'll do whatever we want. These people are our slaves. They've all got bodyguards, the rest of it. Incredible article up at Infowars.com. And police all over the country on record have been training to confiscate firearms for a long time. There's another big article. Remember we did this 6 months ago, a video with Rob Dew, a special report, U.S. military training to kill Americans that don't turn in guns in their own army training manual. We had the latest on that up at Infowars.com. Obama would call on military to disarm Americans during national emergency. And we've got a police lieutenant talking about how they're training for the rollout of martial law. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. They tell the police this to gauge and watch you to see who says they won't go along with it. It's part of a profiling operation. But all over the United States, they're setting up, quote, gang checkpoints now, where they set up highway checkpoints, ransack your car, and take photos of your tattoos. That's in the Associated Press. I'm going to be getting to that. I mean, this is just, it's on. The Homeland Security was set up for gun owners, veterans, conservatives. They're going to take America down. They're going to bring us into a depression. And you think 50 million on food stamps is bad? How about 100? How about 200 million? Even if you don't like the globalist, you're going to go to them on your knees because they're going to run your life. This is the mafia takeover of America. This is the breaking of America. And that's why they report Senate passes deal means higher taxes on 77% of households. And coming up the next hour, we have the clip of Obama pledging nobody under $250,000 a year would have a tax increase. Folks, he's raised more than 10 different taxes on people different ways. But see, as long as you get an Obama phone, it's okay. He'd never lie to you. Fiscal cliff deal, $1 in spending cuts for every 41 in tax increases. And of course, Paul Ryan voted for it. Romney's owned by the same bank. So's Paul Ryan. This is a plan. These people are in charge because they are globalist. And only fully waking up to it will save us. You tune into mainline conservative talk radio. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, the Democrats will get it going for our guns. You know, and Rand Paul's like, yeah, let them raise taxes. That means they'll lose the next election. The fix is in most areas, bud. There's election fraud. The Congress engages in insider trading publicly. The UN runs around lining up villagers, blowing their heads off to take their property. And nobody cares. Well, nobody's going to care about you, America. All these so-called men that, yeah, did you hear about the game? Yeah, you didn't do too well. And these guys like look at each other and go, ooh, you know a lot about football. You're really manly. Yeah, you're real manly, sport. You're going to have everything you've got taken. Let's go out to break with Dianne Feinstein, letting you know how it all works. Here she is saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to have your guns taken. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that.
And now she's got the votes, and Illinois can't wait to pistol whip every gun owner. Literally. Knock your teeth out and teach you the mafia runs your life.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. people. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.